From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. To combat spread of COVID-19, Governor Ron DeSantis issued a statewide Safer at Home order Wednesday. WGCU's Andrea Perdomo explains what that means for those in Florida.
DeSantis's executive order limits the movements of people in Florida who are not providing or engaging in essential services. That means if you are not an employee of a business that has been deemed essential by guidelines set by the Department of Homeland Security, seeking medical care, or trying to purchase essentials like gas, food, and medicine, you should stay home. The Charlotte County Sheriff's Office issued a clarification of the statewide order saying people are allowed to attend and conduct religious services during the stay-at-home order, and recreational activities like walking, biking, fishing, or swimming are also allowed. DeSantis did not offer specifics for enforcing the order, but advises people to, quote, exercise good judgment. According to the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office, disregarding the executive order may result in a misdemeanor charge. For WGCU News, I'm Andrea Perdomo.
The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the state again jumped by more than 1,000 in the last 24 hours to 7,773, according to the Florida Department of Health's latest update. The number of deaths from COVID-19 increased by 16 people yesterday for a total of 101 fatalities in Florida. South Florida remains the epicenter of the outbreak, with a disproportionately higher number of cases reported in Broward and Miami-Dade counties. Here in Southwest Florida, Lee County leads with 325 confirmed cases and 10 deaths. Collier County reports 158 cases and one death. There have now been 99 reported cases in Sarasota County and 70 in Manatee. Those counties report 3 coronavirus-related deaths each. Charlotte County reports 26 confirmed cases, and Hendry and Glades counties report 4 and 3 cases, respectively, with one death in Glades. As of Tuesday, 63,400 people statewide had been tested. A News Press Naples Daily News analysis finds that's less than 0.3% of Florida's total population of 21.5 million people. Governor DeSantis continues to urge patience as Floridians filing for unemployment deal with an overwhelmed claim system. Over the past few weeks, the Department of Economic Opportunity's Connect claim system has been inundated with new applications for benefits. The unemployment surge caused by the novel coronavirus has caused claims to grow from around 500 per day at the start of March to more than 25,000 a day now. The state has expanded call center hours, reassigned 35 Department of Economic Opportunity employees to help handle claims, is hiring 100 more people, and is bringing in an outside vendor to further assist with the increased workload. DeSantis has also signed an executive order that removed a requirement for people seeking benefits to apply for 5 jobs a week. However, DeSantis says it will take time to process the workload.
We're going to work as fast as we can on it, but it is not going to be something that is going to happen where we're going to be able to field and process these things overnight, just simply because of the magnitude of it.
Several Democrats, including Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried, say they feel the governor needs to do more to help those who are out of work.
Floridians are suffering, and we as government need to do everything humanly possible to give them some relief. And this website and making sure that the unemployment checks get into their pockets as soon as possible is one of our absolute responsibilities.
Florida offers some of the lowest unemployment compensation benefits in the country, up to $275 a week for 12 weeks. A $2.2 trillion federal stimulus bill approved last week is slated to provide an additional $600 a week for 4 months to people who qualify for jobless benefits. Florida Virtual School is increasing its capacity for students, preparing for an influx of more than 2 million students amid COVID-19 school district closures. The state's online school is providing more than 100 free courses to K-12 students, including advanced placement classes, as brick-and-mortar schools are closed until at least May 1st. Luis Alguez directs Florida Virtual Schools, which he says is poised to add the capacity for more than 2 million students than it served last year.
Our IT team is ramping up servers on a staggered schedule, increasing our capacity quickly over the next few weeks and months to ultimately serve 2.7 million students by May 4th, 2020.
The online school has also launched resources for teachers, like a six-hour virtual teacher training. Florida Virtual School provides services to students statewide and reports it served more than 215,000 students in the 2018-2019 school year. The list of classes Florida Virtual School is offering can be found at its website, flvs.net. Nurses at hospitals across Florida and the U.S. protested Wednesday and plan to again today over a lack of protective equipment. As Health News Florida's Abe Abaraya finds, it's part of a nationwide protest of hospitals owned by HCA Healthcare, the nation's largest for-profit hospital chain.
National Nurses United, a union for registered nurses, says its survey of members show HCA nurses report having less access to personal protective equipment than nurses at other hospitals. Marissa Lee is a registered nurse at an HCA hospital labor and delivery unit. She says they aren't able to get an N95 mask until a patient tests positive for COVID-19.
Once they have the results, then we get a mask. Now, the ER nurses, if the patient comes in and has the symptoms, yes, they're given a mask. But on the floor, until we have positive results, they'll say a surgical mask is sufficient. And a surgical mask isn't sufficient.
Personal protective equipment includes N95 masks and powered air purifying respirator helmets known as PAPRs. For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Abaraya in Orlando.
HCA did not respond to a request for comment before deadline. Florida's Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried is calling upon the U.S. Department of Agriculture to purchase surplus goods from Florida farms. Due to an order from Governor Ron DeSantis, restaurants are open only for takeout and delivery. This change has tanked the amount of orders farmers are receiving from restaurants to buy their goods. Robbie Gaffney reports.
Farmers who depended on restaurants to sell their goods are facing challenges. Restaurants are canceling orders from farms, and now Florida's Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried says excess produce is sitting on shelves with nowhere to go. She's calling upon the U.S. Department of Agriculture to allow her agency to purchase this surplus to use in emergency food assistance programs. She's also asking the department to act swiftly in giving farmers financial assistance. I'm Robbie Gaffney.
This is WGCU News.